California.
The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show on 99.7 BJX.
All right, good morning, guys. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, 71 outside. Good morning there, Kelly K.
Hello.
Today, I'm going to announce the winner of our all-access summer Billie Eilish trip down to Nashville. So that's exciting.
Fun times.
Yeah, you know, as it just continues to roll on. And I'll tell you, the next all-access summer with Taylor Swift, already we're getting so many awesome entries. And that's exactly what we were going for. We were just wanting photos of how you are awesome and living your best life. So for that secret, like, private musical performance by Taylor Swift in New York City.
And it looks like a lot of people are already, like, getting a ton of votes from just strangers and not just, like, incessantly voting for themselves and stuff like that. So that's great.
Yeah, and again, votes don't mean that it's just a part of the criteria for the winning submission. So and there you go. We will continue on with this for the next week or so, and then someone will be headed to New York City. So that's exciting. Today on the show, we've got Florida. We've got the phone tap, setting the bar, several different setting the bar stories. So, you know, if that's kind of your thing, then we've got plenty of options for you.
There's been a lot. A plethora, which is kind of a good thing and a bad thing, depending on how you look at it.
Sure.
For us, it's a good thing.
Did you catch any of the MTV Movie Awards last night?
No, sir.
Yeah, I didn't either. I don't watch any of that stuff anymore.
No, I don't either.
But your
beloved Avengers, though.
I was going to say your Avengers won big at the.
Well, they should have, duh.
At the MTV Movie Awards.
In fact, they shouldn't have even, you know, nominated anybody else. Just give it to them. Don't even bother inviting anybody else to that category.
I don't have an opinion on that.
I know, and it pains me.
I don't have an opinion on that.
It still pains me because I'm still decompressing.
Okay. Okay, cool. So let's get this thing started, shall we? We've got setting the bar, what not to do when you're live streaming a political event.
Oh, boy.
That is coming up here in just about 10 minutes as we kick. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. More rain today. Thunderstorms early. Thunderstorms tomorrow. Scattered thunderstorms Thursday. Pretty much all week. It's going to be like that, according to Wave 3 News Storm Tracking Team. Coming up, setting the bar, small examples of what not to do. If you are live streaming a press conference on Facebook, all right? These are small examples of what not to do. Maybe we give you these stories so you don't do it. You look, you think twice.
Or sometimes it's just a matter of perspective. It could add the fun. You don't know.
That is on the way. Hang on. Here with me first. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Setting the bar. Small examples of what not to do. We give this to you just about every day at this time. If you can manage to make it through the day without, live streaming a news conference with the cat filter still left on your phone on Facebook, well, then you're doing okay.
You know what? See, I don't see the problem. So I feel like it's adding the fun because it couldn't have been that interesting.
For sure. That probably did amp up the fun. The Pakistani regional minister was live streaming a press conference Friday. The Facebook cat filter was accidentally left on, giving him cat ears, a pink nose, and whiskers.
Listen, I'm telling you, I want every newscast to be done with that filter. I mean, everyone's cuter without those filters. How fun. It adds in a bit of whimsy.
Sure. He had no idea it was happening.
Nope.
The party deleted the video shortly after the press conference, blaming human error and saying that all necessary actions have been taken to avoid such incident in the future.
Are they blaming cats? You should probably blame cats, too.
They probably fired the person. That's probably what they mean by that.
That's a little harsh.
Yeah. So, you know, here's the thing. The prime minister or the regional minister, good-natured, said the goof shouldn't be taken so seriously.
That's what I'm saying.
And noted that he wasn't the only one affected by the mistake. because the two officials sitting alongside were also hit with the cat shrapnel.
Come on. So that is funny. I say, you know what? I see this as a win. That's adding in some fun. That's injecting some humor into probably what was just a, fairly boring broadcast.
Yeah, maybe.
Let's spice it up a little bit.
You know, I mean, those
cat filters for everybody.
Those different Snapchat and Instagram filters could probably amp up any press conference.
I don't want to take a selfie with anything on but a Snapchat filter
first. Local, regional, or national level.
I don't see the problem.
So
I really don't see. You know what? Maybe they did it on purpose and said, you know what? This needs a little pizzazz.
Maybe. I'm still filing it under the setting the bar.
Really?
Yeah.
Because he got fired?
Ugh. I mean, probably. Mm. When they say all actions have been taken to avoid such incident in the future, that's usually a...
Dang.
Yeah. So again, if you can manage to make it through the day without live streaming some sort of news conference with a cat filter still on your phone, you're doing okay.
See, I'm just going to take the point of view. I think everyone around here needs to do that.
All right, there you go.
I'm going to say this to all you friends at the news stations. Let's start using some cat filters, see how that goes.
There you go. That's it at the bar. I'm DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, 71. More thunderstorms today, so just kind of keep that in mind. More thunderstorms today, tomorrow, and even into... Thursday. So, there you go. 609. Feel good stories. Do this every single hour. Brought to you by Ray's Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaysFord.com. Pretty cool. JCPS is doing their thing, providing meals at dozens of sites during summer food programs. You know, because a lot of the students at JCPS, their only meal is what they get at JCPS.
Yeah, they rely a lot on the meals there during school year. So when it's summertime, there's some help that's needed.
Yeah, so providing free breakfast and lunch to children and teens this summer through the JCPS Summer Meals Program. Pretty cool. And if you want to sign up your kid or for
get
a free meal,
yeah,
for any child 18 years or younger, regardless of whether or not he or she attends JCPS, that's another benefit as well. All you have to do is text the word food to 877-877, and then you can check out where they're going to be, the school menu section of the JCPS mobile app, or you can look here online at WDJX.com, and we have more information on that. But yeah, it runs through August 2nd. So for the next couple months, you can get a free meal if you're a teen or young child there here in the area. It doesn't even matter if you go to JCPS, so that's pretty cool.
Oh, look at that.
Yep, 877-877. If you text the word food there, then you can see where you can pick up free breakfast and lunch for kids and teens this summer. There you are. A little feel good. Brought to you by Ray's Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheap. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Let's drop some sports on you real quick.
Wow.
There you go. The College World Series, UofL, they lost against Vanderbilt on Sunday. They take on Auburn in an elimination game today, 2 o'clock ESPN. So here we go. The winner of this game this afternoon at 2 goes on to play the loser of the Vanderbilt-Mississippi State game on Thursday at 7. Okay, so if they win, the Cardinals stay alive in the College World Series. If they lose, they're done. So this is an elimination game. So go Cards.
Do you think they know we're giving them so much love on the show? Do you think they know? Someone should tell them. You have been pretty consistent. You've been showing up for the boys.
Well, yeah.
You've been showing up.
I mean, when you think about sports right now, there's the Cards baseball team and there's soccer. So, locally, that's kind of what we got.
Can I take us down a little offshoot of the Sportsy Sports Sports? We're going to need some different music for this, because you know what it is?
What?
It's Taco Tuesday! At Taco Bell. Here's the thing. So, because of Sportsy Sports Sports, they're doing Steal a Game, Steal the Taco. So, tacos are going to be available at all U.S. locations for free from 2 to 6 p.m. because... They're doing this to celebrate the Golden State Warriors' win over the Toronto Raptors in Game 2. They stole the game on the road. So what that means is, why are you not giving me the taco music? Give me some taco music. Not that one. Come on.
What?
It's so sportsy sports. Yeah! Because it's Taco Tuesday!
Okay.
Free tacos at Taco Bell.
All right, our 2 point.
6 p.m.
U of L, elimination game, Auburn, today, 2 o'clock.
There so you go. Eat tacos in celebration of them. We don't care.
7 DJX, 71 outs. Have you ever been walked in on?
I have not. I have not. I can confidently say that has not happened.
Because you have two young kids.
Yes. And we don't necessarily lock the doors. We close them.
Yeah.
We don't lock. We're not door lockers.
I have.
Really?
A couple times.
Walked in.
Really?
And.
Kat, do we have to draw you a diagram?
The.
Doing the things or peeing?
Doing the things.
No, doing the things. Okay. So. I have. It's been a while though, so I don't know if my daughters knew exactly what was actually going on. But yesterday on Live with Kelly and Ryan, Kelly Ripa was on with her husband Mark Consuelos.
Yeah, he fills in quite a bit.
Yeah, and so they were talking about a Father's Day treat that they were having.
Be honest.
Not in the mood. There was
no.
A house full of people.
You weren't in the mood. I could tell you were going through the motions.
I was going. My in-laws.
I didn't mind, but you were going through the motions.
I had my in-laws in the kitchen. I know they were hungry. I know there's like a house full of people.
This is already awkward.
No, keep going.
He was like, but it's Father's Day. All right, that's not typically doesn't conjure up amorous thoughts, but okay.
So then,
so then,
their 18-year-old daughter,
Lola.
So she opens the door, and we see the door open, and we're like, "All right, good, close the door."
Yeah, we both say, "No,
what are you doing?"
I'm being resuscitated.
By the way, it was her birthday.
The door, and you hear, "You just ruined my birthday."
Hey.
I hate my life, and I used to see in color, and now everything is gray.
That's verbatim of what she
that's
said.
Exactly.
Wow. I feel for her.
You should watch the entire video.
Poor,
got it up for you.
Poor girl.
DJ stuck up and they had to go down and have brunch with the whole family.
Yeah, the whole family.
And Lola's still laying into them.
Absolutely.
You guys act like you're 20, but you're not. Like in front of Mark's dad and everything.
Hey, you know what?
Kids.
They still got it.
It's hilarious.
They still got it. So there you go. You can see that up at Ben and Kelly 99.7 DJX All Access Summer, brought to you by Wellstone Regional Hospital and DJX New York City. And we want to get you there for a private musical performance by Taylor. And it's DJX Pick Me, which you can see if you follow the hashtag what all these other Swifties have been creating and putting up on the website at WDJX.com. By the way, if you want the link, because you got to officially get it in on the website, all right? For it
yes.
to be counted, you got to get it in on the website. Just text us the word Taylor or text us the word Swift, and we'll send you the link. It's super easy. And you can submit, and we'll be stalking you, and you can encourage your friends to vote on you.
Sharing it on socials is a bonus.
Yeah,
it's
for sure.
It's not the only way you get in, though. You have to do it on the website first. That's the one that counts.
Right, exactly. So just get that in at WDJX.com. But then you know that you and a friend could be headed to New York City to see a private musical performance by Taylor Swift.
It's a musical event. Like, we don't even know what's happening.
Right.
You're going to have to tell us how it was.
Yeah, and so
we don't get to know.
Her video was released yesterday, right?
Sure.
For her new single.
Yes.
And a ton of celebrities are in it. There's a lot of cameos.
Right. And one of them was your boyfriend, Ryan Reynolds. And so
I don't remember anything else that happens in the video, just him.
So she tweeted out, like, basically tagged everybody who was in it. It was just like, hey, thank you so much to all these people. Tagged all sorts of people,
yeah.
All the celebrities.
Her 83.5 million followers. She's like, hey, follow them. They're great.
Tagged Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
But
except it was Ryan Reynolds in Evansville, Indiana.
That's
just up
hysterical.
The road.
That's hysterical.
Yeah. He's a sports director. He says, you know what? Happens all the time.
Yeah.
Because his handle is at Ryan Reynolds. However, the actor, Ryan Reynolds, is at Van City Reynolds.
Yeah.
So he says it happens all the time. Gwen Stefani followed him once, like
oh
Oprah.
Gosh.
So did these
all
people.
These big celebrities.
That's so cool.
Yeah. So do these people unfollow him
after
they realize the mistake, or do they hang?
Probably, but you know, he's taking it in stride. He said they're always very nice when they realize the mistake. And he's like, yo, hey, I'm a big fan, but this is the handle that you're looking for.
There you go.
So there you go. You can see it up at WDJX.com.
All right. So, yeah, coming up next, Florida is making the show.
Again.
Surprise.
Courtesy of a what can we just say? Love knows no boundaries.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, we'll just say that.
I don't know if there's a dating service for this though.
I don't think there is either. Florida making the show coming up.
DJ X.
Florida makes the show almost on a daily basis, just because weird, random things happen in the state of Florida. And I like the fact that when you come across these stories,
you immediately think of us.
Yeah, you think of us. You send them to us. And so when we got over half a dozen links to this story, couldn't necessarily ignore it. I'm just going to show you his mugshot.
Wow.
Yeah, old Chris, he's having a rough time.
Yeah,
he looks so scary.
Yeah, Florida making the show courtesy of some pool floaties.
Here in Florida, a lot of us have pool toys and floats for some good old-fashioned fun in the pool.
Yeah.
Good old-fashioned fun. Something tells me he's not having good old-fashioned fun.
Police in Palm Bay say there have been 13 reports of pool floats being stolen from people's homes.
Okay, so Chris is sneaking into the backyards of people's homes and stealing their pool floats.
He took apparently about 75 floats.
Wow.
Wow.
Where is he going to store all those?
Yeah, what is he doing with those?
And stash them in a vacant house.
Oh. Okay, so he's going to stash them in a vacant house.
Sure.
Okay. This is where this story turns Florida. Old Chris decides he wants to meet these pool floats on a more intimate level.
Hey, unicorn. You're looking really good today.
Hi there, donut.
Hey, flamingo.
Hi, old crocodile.
This is weird.
I'd like to inflate you in my own way.
All right.
So Christopher has been...
He's got a type. We'll say that. He's got a type.
he's
got a type in the dating world in his pool floats. All right. All right.
Arrested on charges of burglary.
Yeah.
Criminal mischief.
Okay.
Petty theft.
Right. All that.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, Chris definitely has a type, and that type is not human.
Nope.
No. No, no, no.
Okay.
Florida, making the show.
Buoyant.
Hey, Chris.
His type is buoyant.
Buoyant.
Is that an accurate thing to say?
I guess it's accurate.
Yeah.
I guess it's accurate.
All right.
His type he could pay for.
Florida, making the show.
It's like he's speed dating. He's got 75 of them.
He does.
Yeah.
Rolls, well, he probably pops them.
He loves them and leaves them.
Think of the feelings that he's crushing. He's crushing the feelings of those poor flamingos.
You know what? I'm going to go ahead.
Unicorns.
I'm going to venture to say I don't think the families want the back.
No!
No!
Just go and buy a new one.
They're like, hey, in a lineup, is that your pool floaty?
No,
yes, it is.
No, it is not. I'm walking away.
You know, you can keep that. The police can keep that for evidence.
I'm walking away.
All right, that's Florida making the show on 99.7. Ariana Grande, 99.7 EJX, released some new dates for her Sweetener tour. So, be listening, because it may be in an area that we could send you. So that might be kind of fun on 99.7 DJX.
Ariana, round two?
Yeah. Hunter texts in, courtesy of the Florida pool noodles story.
Sure.
He says, I bet he really likes the pool noodle. A gentleman who likes having relations with pool floats.
It's probably just a companionship kind of thing, I'm
Anthony
guessing.
Texts in and says, hey, Kat. Kat's from Florida. Did you ever hear crazy stories like this living there?
No, it's weird because like they shelter those that live there from the crazy. And I feel like they only provide it to everybody else to make fun of us. And we don't get to see it.
We're celebrating it, Kat. We're not making fun of it. We're celebrating it. We're highlighting it.
Sure.
I don't know if we're celebrating that word. We're highlighting.
We're highlighting.
We're emphasizing
it. Sure.
So there you go. You can always text us at 502-571-9970. Coming up here next, it's the awkward moment when Kelly and I stand in the shower and ponder life.
Oh, gosh.
Those deep thoughts that you have. A lot of times when you're just in the shower, these thoughts come to you. So we pass them along to you with shower thoughts next after Taylor and I. Taylor, 99.7 Access Summer, brought to you by Wellstone Regional Hospital. And your next one is to see Taylor in a private musical event in New York City. DJX Pick Me. Details, WDJX.com. Or you can always text us where Taylor or Swift, and we'll send you the link for you to get in on that. That sound is the sound of Kelly and I standing awkwardly in the shower, pondering life. Call them shower thoughts.
You know Starburst?
I've heard of them.
You know Starburst.
Yeah, we know Starburst.
They're just fat, naked Skittles. Aren't they?
Without without their little candy shell.
Have to be related.
Sure.
Right?
Fat candy.
Yes.
The fat same fruity Skittles. Flavors.
Sure. It's just like the fat cousin.
All delicious. I like the whole family.
Yes.
You know, cabinets.
I know cabinets.
I use those.
I have those.
I got them.
I got a lot of them.
Yeah.
They don't really look anything like little cabins at all. And that's tragic.
Cabinets and little okay. It's such a stretch.
That's a thinking man's shower thought.
Wow. Yeah, I had to work hard on that one.
So sorry.
Why are you thinking about cabinets?
Why not?
Okay. Hey, you know what? There's probably a guy named Charlie working in a chocolate factory. Getting real tired of hearing the same joke over and over and over again, isn't he? But I feel like you're inviting it. If you're deciding to work in a chocolate factory and your name is Charlie, you welcome
well,
that.
Oh, you welcome that.
You're inviting
you own that. Yes.
That's
yes,
funny.
You
want that to happen.
All right. Shower thoughts, one more. You ever wish there was a way to be naked and have pockets?
We've discussed that on the show a time or two.
I mean, you know, place to carry your keys.
Uh-huh. Is this because you like to be, like, naked a lot?
I'm just asking for a friend.
Okay.
All right. All there right. You go. That's Shower Thoughts on 99.7 DJX.
Laundry day at bed.
We were giving you an opportunity multiple times a day with the DJX All Access Summer brought to you by Wellstone Regional Hospital to get in on a trip down to Nashville with hotel stay and a couple tickets to the sold-out Billie Eilish show. All right? And we're going to give you the winner on the way here in just about 10 minutes. Ooh. On 99.7 DJX.
Proof that real people win.
That's right. All right, feel good. Do this every single hour. Brought to you by Ray's Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaysFord.com. You know, on Saturday, while I was running in a 5K, Kelly, you were doing something different.
Well, yeah, there was a listener that called in, I think it was what last week or the week before,
mm-hmm.
Little Bradley. He was so cool, wanted to say hi. He and his mom listen a lot, and Jennifer, his mom, he invited me out to his baseball game. Here's the thing. He's part of a really cool new league called the Miracle League
mm-hmm.
in Louisville, and they had their opening day on Saturday. Gorgeous new park that's kind of put together. There are different other Miracle Leagues across the nation, but this is the first one here in town. They've got put together a beautiful new park over in Fern Creek. And we're talking state-of-the-art playground
mm-hmm.
so that people, kids of all abilities can play together.
Yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah. So, and this is like the baseball league that goes along with that. So they had a bunch of games. And here's the thing. Each player is teamed up with their own buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Which helps them play and run around the bases. And they play a couple of innings each time. They've got an announcer that announces all their names and they come up to bat. So I got to see Bradley play a little bit. He's on the Indians.
Cool.
And they play every Saturday. So I just wanted to thank Jennifer and Bradley for inviting me out to see him play. So I got out there and it was a lot of fun. A lot of the local news organizations covered it. So it's really neat. If you want to go out and see an amazing thing, go out on Saturdays to the Miracle League Park there in Fern Creek and watch the games.
What do you think of the park?
Oh, it's gorgeous. It's fantastic. The actual baseball field is special in the fact that it's got kind of a cushy ground because you've got kids in walkers, you've got
mm-hmm.
Wheelchairs, sure. All sorts of stuff. So yeah. They can accommodate all sorts of abilities. And then, of course, the playground's really, really cool, too. So it's a state-of-the-art facility.
Nice.
They're still going to be putting up like a huge scoreboard. There's still some things that they're going to do, but it's going to be amazing looking. So it's just a really cool thing. There's so many volunteers that help make that thing happen, too, with all the buddies, because every player, every kid's got a buddy yeah. that's playing out there with them.
Sure.
So it's such a sight to behold.
All right.
So thanks to Bradley and Jennifer's mom for inviting me out. We just had a ball.
There you go. All right. Go good Bradley. Stuff there. 99.7 DJX. Good morning. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Streaming the Ben and Kelly Show.com. You can always get us Ask Alexa. Play 99.7 DJX and get your podcast. We can get live radio, all that right there from Alexa. So, Hunger Games, did you see this?
I did.
Where they are working on a prequel. Suzanne Collins, the original author of The Hunger Games, is working on a prequel to the entire, what was it, trilogy of books? then, of course, made into movies starring Jennifer Lawrence.
Right.
Kind of put Jennifer Lawrence on the map on a global scale there.
So is this going to be like what leads the world to get to the state that it's in?
Yes, exactly. This is set 64 years before the events of the actual Hunger Games. That very first Hunger Games book take place.
And it's going to be a movie too, but safe to say that probably Jennifer Lawrence isn't going to be a part of it if it's taking place 64 years before
you're right.
Katniss Everdeen.
You're right. If you're hoping that Jennifer Lawrence is a part of it, then that's probably not going to be the case just because of what you said.
Yeah.
It's 64 years before the Hunger Games happened.
So, no Katniss.
Right. But it's set for release May 19th of next year. So that's kind of exciting.
Wow.
Prequel to the Hunger Games. Announced with a book and then a movie right on its heels.
So then do you think she is writing the book and the screenplay like simultaneously? Or is it just going to be like book first, going to let that live for a while, then they're going to start to work on the movie?
Maybe.
All right.
I mean, probably book first. That would make the most sense now.
Sure.
No?
But when you know you're writing the book and it's going to be a movie, like you could knock two birds out one stone.
I guess you could.
Writing both simultaneously.
See, Kelly, this is why you should be the one doing it. You're so smart.
Multitasker.
So May 19th of 2020, the new Hunger Games prequel is going to be released in book form. And then following that up is the, I guess, what would it be, fourth movie? No release date on the actual movie, though. So there you go.
All right.
Coming up next, Billie Eilish, Nashville. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX, of course, home of the All Access Summer, where all summer long, we are hooking you up with different concerts, experiences, things throughout the region, throughout the area, hooking you up with everything from tickets to Ariana Grande down in Nashville, to Newport Aquarium, swimming with the sharks, feeding the sharks. All sorts of stuff. Billie Eilish down in Nashville. That is a sold out show. And congratulations, Morgan. You're a winner.
Oh my God, I won. I really won.
You really won, Morgan?
Yeah.
You are going down to Nashville to see Billie Eilish.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. I've never won anything.
Aww.
Oh, that's a big way to start.
Yeah, congratulations.
Yeah. Oh. Thank you so much. Oh my gosh, I'm shaking. Thank you so much.
You are going down to Nashville to see Billie Eilish.
I can't believe I'm going to see Billie Eilish.
I know. So there you go. Winners. They really happen. Just like you, Morgan.
Thank you, DJX All Access Summer. Woo!
There you are.
It was like she rehearsed that.
Say this phrase, Morgan. Say this phrase. So there you are.
She's a pro.
Next opportunity for you to win with the DJX All Access Summer happening right now on the website at WDJX.com. DJX, pick me.
Yeah, no keywords needed. You can just do it all willy-nilly whenever.
And that's right. Text us the word Taylor or text us the word Swift. You could be headed to New York City to see Miss Taylor private musical performance. Nice.
It's a musical event, even.
Oh, from your friends.
I have no idea what's going on.
From your friends over here at 99.7 DJM.
She'll probably bake.
She probably will.
I'm guessing.
Bake you a cookie.
She does that.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right. Hey, sometimes we use our phone and have a little fun. Sometimes when your husband owns a little restaurant, and your wife calls us, call him, we'll do that and introduce Jake to Robert Hassenpepper.
This is nuts. I'm not going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, to be fair, I feel like he needs to keep an open mind.
Listen, it doesn't hurt to ask.
Listen, well, there is nature that's going to happen.
Nature.
Oh.
There is...
Natural.
Perhaps even some learning that may happen. That is all
natural.
On the way in about 12 minutes with your phone tap on 99.7. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Apparently, there is an expired food hero that is on the loose. Yes, Scott Nash. He's not necessarily the hero we need, but he's the hero that we have.
When you say expired food hero, is he going around gathering everyone's expired food, saving them from eating it?
Or is he making the expired food unexpired?
I don't think you can do that.
Neither is correct.
Okay, what's
Scott
happening?
Scott Nash is taking it upon himself and for an entire year has eaten expired food to prove a point.
No, I mean, I would eat tortillas that were a year past date.
Okay. I would eat tortillas a year past their expiration date.
Heavy cream. I ate heavy cream, I think, 10 weeks past date.
Heavy cream? Oh, no, sir.
Scott said
that's not good.
The food tasted just fine. He didn't get sick from the food at all.
That's great.
I mean, meat. Sometimes I ate meat a good month past date.
All right. A meat a month past date?
It didn't smell bad. I rinse it off. Good to go.
Yeah, good to go.
Okay.
Scott.
All right.
So he's saying in most cases, expiration dates on the food,
just a suggestion,
indicate when the food stops being safe to eat. Rather, it tells you when the manufacturer thinks the product will stop looking and tasting its best.
But he's like, nay, nay, you got more time on this.
Yeah, so that's...
Enjoy.
That's your man, Scott, rolling in there and saying, hey, even though your yogurt says it expired yesterday, you can still eat it.
Okay.
Okay. My aunt used to work at Greenwise, like a healthy kind of Kroger, and she says that often, that's just when they're not allowed to sell it anymore, but you're allowed to eat a lot of foods for, she says, at least like a week or two after, but months, a year?
So who's to say, you know, if we have gone down the rabbit hole of slapping a sticker on that says crotch steak and selling it at a discount, who's to say that this isn't acceptable?
Ben and Kelly expired discount?
The Ben and Kelly expired discount?
Like, eat at your own risk. It should be fine, though.
That's
we're
right.
Pretty sure it's going to be fine.
We're going to give it not two thumbs up, but maybe just a thumbs up and say, you know
just
what?
Just a half sideway thumb.
You know
half
what?
Sideways.
Sniff the milk. Sniff it before you drink it. I think it ought to be all right.
That's the one I feel like is obvious. Like, you know.
Yeah.
When you don't go there.
Right.
Like,
so,
that one you can smell.
Dude ate expired food for a year just to prove a point.
Scott Nash. The hero we didn't know that we had.
Ladies, I think.
Or needed.
I think he's single.
That's great.
Louisville is ranked.
Oh my God, who set you up to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
So you can always send us a message to Ben and Kelly Show at gmail.com. Beth sent us one. She said, first of all, thanks for all the smiles you guys bring to my commute each morning. Ah, so sweet. Thanks,
nice.
Beth. You're the best. I want you to phone tap my husband, Jake. He owns a small restaurant, which he loves, though he gets a little frustrated with all the city and state ordinances and all their nitpicky rules. Maybe you can come up with a little idea from that to prank him.
All right, Beth. Welcome, Jake, to your phone tap.
Hello, this is Jake.
Well, hi, Jake. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. What can I do for you?
My name's Robert Hassenpepper. I'm calling from the Jefferson County Natural Resources Department.
Okay.
You see, I'm calling because of some restrictions that we need to put in place in the area of your restaurant.
What do you mean?
Well, part of our mission is to protect our natural resources and wildlife and to do whatever we need to make sure that our county is a welcoming habitat for these creatures, many of whom were here before we were.
I'm not following you.
Well, let me be more specific. Next to your restaurant's parking lot, there are some trees, and our spotters have noticed that those trees have become a nesting and breeding space for the yellow-bellied sapsucker.
And what's that?
Well, it's the yellow-bellied sapsucker, sir. It's a bird.
Okay, I'm not following you.
Well, let me get to my point. These birds are inhabiting those trees out by your parking lot, and they're using those trees as a habitat and a breeding area.
Okay, so you called me up to say birds live in trees. Big deal.
Well, Jake, it is a big deal with these particular birds in this particular area. You see, they're not that common around here, and our department's been charged with making sure that they are not disturbed and that they flourish.
Okay, well, I'll make sure I don't disturb your bird. Thanks.
Well, you see, there's more than that. I'm afraid we've designated your parking lot as a habitat area for these creatures. You won't be able to park your cars there during their breeding season, which lasts for about 6 weeks.
Wait a minute, what? That's my parking lot for my restaurant.
Well, what we've found is that the yellow-bellied sapsucker is disturbed by the presence and noise of the cars, not to mention the exhaust, which is hard on their tiny little lungs there.
Now, I can't close my parking lot. Most of my customers use that lot.
Well, I'm afraid for the protection of the birds during this important mating season, the county's going to restrict the use of vehicles in that area.
You can't do that. That's private property. That's my property.
Well, you see, also, since it's breeding area for the birds, we ask that you and your customers be a little discreet when you walk by those trees.
Oh, God. Be discreet?
Well, you see, sir, the birds are mating in those trees, and we need you and your customers to not look up at the nests when you walk by. Let's give these birds the privacy they deserve when they're breeding.
What? No. You want to close my parking lot, and you want everyone to look at the ground when they walk out of the restaurant?
Well, you see, from the birds' point of view, that tree is their home, and those tiny birds are making tiny, sweet bird love up there, and you wouldn't want people peeking in your windows to watch you breed now, would you?
Okay. You can climb up the tree and mate with yourself up in the tree with the yellow-bellied sapsucker. I'm hanging up. Where are you calling from again?
Me? I'm calling from 99.7 DJX.
What?
Yeah, I'm calling from 99.7 DJX. Jake, it's a phone tap. It's Ben Davis from the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Are you kidding me? That's what this is?
Jake, your wife thought it'd be funny to call and mess with you a little bit.
Are you for real? Oh, my God.
But for real, those little birds, they need their privacy.
And you know what? They don't watch you breed.
That's right.
I mean, you know?
And they just need a little sexy music outside, too.
That's funny. That is your phone tap on 99.7 DJ and DJX. Phone tap, you can always replay it on our podcast at WDJX.com. Bruce texts in, oh, my God, I almost wrecked. So funny. appreciate it. Jess texts in, but Ben, what does a yellow-bellied sapsucker sound like when it's mating?
Oh, see, I knew. Oh, wow. I just knew. You were going to open that gateway, that portal to the nature.
So I, you know, went over to YouTube. Oh.
That is so precious.
Oh, what a lonely call.
It was precious at first. Now it's weird.
Now it's...
Wait, make it stop. I don't know.
Hang on.
I'm feeling triggered.
Okay, sorry. Let's provide it the proper music while the yellow-bellied sapsucker is there making that sweet bird love.
Is that just the sound that one bird is making, or is that both the birds? I'm confused.
That's the mating call.
That's the mating call. Hey, I'm ready.
Yep, when you hear that, then know that there's something about to go down.
Who's looking for a date?
Like, hello. Okay.
All right.
Hello.
Who's single and ready to mingle?
I was thinking that was the lady.
Who's feeling sassy tonight?
How
Hit
cute.
Hit me up.
How adorable.
Is that like a bird Craigslist misconnection call?
Is that the bird
thumbs.
Tinder?
They can't typey.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's got to stand in the tree and yell.
Thank you, Jess. For that informative text. Now we all know what the sound of a yellow-bellied sapsucker sounds like when it's mating.
Fantastic.
It sounds like a cute little squeaky toy.
It was cute at first, and then it got a little weird. Yeah. Well, I gotta be honest.
You know.
I'm not sure how I feel right now about nature.
Angie texts in, that guy should have trusted you because you have experience in animal mating. Ben is a professional.
Yes,
see, look.
You are. Yeah, Angie, the hours of research we've done on YouTube.
Angie, listen, I'm not going to claim that I'm a professional.
Well, he's not a veterinarian.
I'm just going to claim that I have experience in that general field.
You got experience looking up stuff on YouTube.
Lindsay texts in, my 2-year-old daughter in the back seat. Mommy, what's that?
Oh, gosh.
I honestly don't have an answer. Here, Lindsay, let me tell you.
Stop it!
This is the sound of a yellow-bellied sapsucker.
It's just a bird. It's just a bird.
Just looking for...
Tweeting.
Looking for a partner.
That's a bird tweeting.
Sure. There you go. Oh, 99.7 DJX. Speaking of horses... did you know that you could get a DUI on a horse? I was today years old when I realized that was a thing, but that is a thing. And we looked to Kentucky for a little setting the bar story out of Smith Grove.
Seems appropriate.
Yeah. So, yeah, these are examples of what not to do, friends. You know, we've said for years and years on the show, don't drink and drive, kills you, kills other people, not legal.
Turns out, don't drink and ride.
It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Congrats, Smith Grove, Kentucky. You are making the show.
Yeah!
Courtesy of 34-year-old Ruben. who learned the hard way, you can get a DUI even if you are not driving in a motorized vehicle.
A man is behind bars in Warren County, accused of driving his horse and buggy under the influence.
Oh.
Oh, boy.
Oh,
and
Reuben.
You know that horse is probably shaking its head going,
Reuben.
Let's pull over, Reuben.
A local Smith's Grove man found out the hard way last night when he received a DUI on a non-motorized vehicle.
Yeah, that's called a horse.
How fast was he going?
How?
Are we galloping? Are we trotting? Are we in a full-on run?
Here's the thing. Reuben, I don't know where they were, but Reuben had his family in tow in the buggy.
Oh, boy.
Last night, just before 10:30, Officer Jenkins with our department responded to the intersection of Hydro Pondsville near T. Elkins Road.
Wow, we're getting very specific there.
Yeah, we are.
Smith Grove.
For a collision, and it was involving a horse-drawn buggy and a passenger car.
Yeah, so...
Oh, there was a collision.
He sideswiped the passenger car with the horse-drawn carriage. So
How's the horse doing?
No one sustained any injuries.
Oh, thank
the
goodness.
Car had a small amount of damage on its front bumper.
So is Reuben trying to blame the horse for being a bad driver?
Yeah, that dang horse.
It sounds like something Reuben would do.
Horse.
I don't know Reuben, but I'm guessing.
I don't know Reuben either.
Yeah.
Reuben needs to be more careful.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Let's put down the drinky drink before we go riding in the buggy with the fam.
You got the fam. Why don't you have the wife drive?
Yeah.
Why don't you have the kids drive?
I bet she's an excellent driver.
I know.
Do we let the kids drive? I don't know if that's
it's a horse and buggy.
Well,
they could.
How bad could
they
do? I don't know.
I'm sure they could be a little bit better and more responsible than Reuben was.
I didn't go to law enforcement school. I don't know the rules there.
Yeah, there you
Maybe
go.
Maybe it's different in Smith Grove.
I don't know.
We need to train the horse to be able to throw a little breathalyzer over to Reuben.
Yeah, I don't know.
The horse needs to have a conversation. Say, listen, Reuben, I don't think this is a good idea.
Horse is like, Reuben, blow into my mouth.
That is not what the horse is saying.
Horse is like,
no.
Let me eat those keys.
This story just took a real weird turn.
All right, so congrats, Smith Grove. You're making the show.
Let's
a little
fail.
Setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without driving your horse drunk, you're doing okay.
Okay, good
right,
note.
There you
Welcome
go.
Welcome to Kentucky.
That is Setting the Bar on DJ. Jonas Brothers, 99.7 DJX. I caught myself watching their documentary again.
Again? Round two.
Three?
You've seen it three times.
Well, I saw it. I didn't see it all the way through the first time. So I watched it all the way through the second time with my daughters.
Uh-huh.
Happiness Begins.
Uh-huh. And
or
the third time?
Finding Happiness. And the third time, I just caught myself watching it. Just because it was up in my queue, and I'm like, I'll just...
There was nothing else that caught your attention?
There was plenty else. But I just was like, I just need a little Joe Bro fix.
And this is why you get 4 hours of sleep a night, because you're up late like, hey, watching your Jonas Brothers again.
This is why. So anyways,
but the,
just
the,
a little,
the thing
just
was,
a little, just, I just need a little fix. Just a little Joe Bro fix.
You're saying this out loud.
Yeah.
Realize.
Absolutely.
You're saying it out loud that
you know what? Again,
are choosing to watch the Jonas Brothers documentary for the third time.
Again, I will carry the torch for that small section of the audience. That is embarrassed to say that they enjoy the Jonas Brothers documentary.
You stand proudly, sir.
Absolutely, I will.
Not all heroes wear capes.
The first step is admitting you have a problem.
That's right. I'm telling you. You laugh now. You watch it and you're in. You're going to be all in.
I don't know.
You laugh now.
Okay.
But you can't say anything because you haven't watched it.
I enjoy the Jonas Brothers.
Yeah. Hey,
they're,
I did too. I didn't
nice
realize.
Guys?
Listen, I didn't realize that I'd be all sucked in on it like I am.
Are you a sucker for the Jonas Brothers?
All right, feel good. Brought to you by Raise Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaiseFord.com. All right, to Canada we go.
Oh, Canada, eh?
I hear it's lovely this time of year. Chantel and Ryan, they won a contest, right? It was like one of those little grocery grab contests where they have about 50 seconds and they can grab as many groceries as they can.
Oh man, that's
and
like
they're
a
like,
dream.
Yeah.
Yeah, just send me loose in like, you know, Anthropology or something like that.
Well, this is a grocery store.
Okay.
So it's
food.
50 seconds in a grocery store.
That's
and
good.
So they're thinking, man, all right, where are we going to go first? We're going to go to the seafood steak section.
You have
where
to have
are we going to go?
You get a plan.
And then
you attack.
They started thinking and they're like, you know what? We should go right to the non-perishable food section. And donate it all to a food bank.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
So such good humans.
So that's what they did. They managed to toss about $600 worth of goods into carts. And the company behind the whole grocery grab contest agreed to donate the full amount of groceries. And then they also reached out to local companies to collect about $1,500 more for the food bank.
Oh, they got inspired. They're like, you know what? Let's make it bigger.
Yeah.
I like it.
So not only did they win this grocery grab contest that they didn't use on themselves.
Yeah.
But then they donated all the money to the food bank. And then they also got other companies to pitch in on for the food bank as well. So
I would like to think that in that situation, I would make the same decision. However, there's a small chance that I might
walk into
the hostess aisle first.
Listen, you walk into that grocery store and you see that seafood section. You're like, oh, that's some pretty fresh. Is that Alaskan
king? I'm going to have 10 of those lobsters. Wrap them up. We're out of time crunch.
Is that Alaskan king crab? That is? Okay.
I would just take my hand and I would just wipe the shelf with all the ho-hos and the ding-dongs and the star crunches, just wipe it all into that would be my technique.
I would like to think. That just highlights the difference between you and Chantel and Ryan.
I would like to think that I would do what they did, but there's a small chance that I might do that.
No, what you normally do is
clean up the hostess office.
You buy clothes at Meijer. You would find a clothing section in a grocery store.
You know what? I'm starting in the chocolate aisle first, though. I'm going to get the tasty treats first.
Anyways.
Sorry, it's a feel-good.
It's a feel-good. And we are highlighting the fact that Chantel and Ryan were not like Kelly Kay.
That's right. They made a good decision.
Billie Eilish, 99.7 DJX. Congrats to Morgan, who is headed down to Nashville as part of the 99.7 DJX All Access Summer.
I can't believe I'm going to see Billie Eilish. Thank you, DJX All Access Summer. Woo!
You would have thought we told her to say that.
I mean, listen, when you listen to DJX for years and years and years, sometimes you just know how you're supposed to win.
We've trained people.
Hunter even texts in and says, that's how someone who wins is supposed to act.
Absolutely. That was Winner Class 101.
This is Winner Class 101 brought to you by Morgan.
Oh my God, I won. I really won.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's right.
That is way better than the girl years ago that we called at 7 o'clock in the morning and said, hey, we're going to send you to Miami to the MTV Video Music Awards. She was just like, when is it?
I just called to win the free coupon to
She won the $10 Suntan City gift card. That's all she wanted.
Oh, come on. Listen,
couldn't be bothered with a trip to Miami.
Listen, whatever motivates you to play our contests and to participate in our radio station, we appreciate.
We do.
We don't. Honestly, I don't care why you listen. I'm just happy you do.
And again, we don't ever mean to bother you by trying to gift you with trips. We hate to make you upset in those times.
But we're happy that Morgan was happy.
I've never won anything.
Yep. So there you go.
It's a good way to start.
That is a good way to start. Yes, Billie Eilish down in Nashville on the 21st there. With 99.7 DJX's All Access Summer brought to you by Wellstone Regional Hospital. The next place we're headed, it's sending you, is with Taylor Swift, 99.7 DJX. Got a text message from a listener. Ben, I was trying to record Taylor with my cassette deck and you ruined it. That is like hashtag 1980s problems.
Wow. What's a cassette deck?
Throwback.
So, yeah, for sure throwback. I used to do that. I was going to say, back in the day, like you would listen to the radio and you'd have your cassette ready to go with
record on pause.
Yes. And when you hear a song you like, you'd hit on pause and you'd make your mixtape that way.
Yes, I see. I would listen to the Countdown Show every weekend and I would get so angry at the dumb people talking all over the song.
Yeah, so when we're talking over Taylor Swift, we apologize.
And now we're one of those dumb people.
I remember back when Napster was still a thing, like Napster was just kind of going around, and there was a version of My Old Kentucky Home by, you know, that Louisville kind of big song back 15 years ago, where Kelly Kay was talking over the intro of it on Napster.
I made it on Napster.
It was on Napster, right?
Hashtag famous.
I know, that's funny.
Hashtag ruined it.
Hey, speaking of Taylor Swift, yeah, that's a part of the next DJX All Access Summer brought to you by Wellstone Regional Hospital. DJX, pick me for NYC, and you could be headed to a private musical performance by Taylor Swift there in New York City.
Yeah, you get to the website, you submit a picture, kind of showing your Swiftiness, showing your love for DJX, all of that, and why you are awesome. Submit it, and then share it out on the socials with hashtag DJX Pick Me, and, you know, try to get a bunch of votes. That's just one of the aspects of how you might end up being a winner.
Yeah, and she released her video for You Need to Calm Down yesterday. A lot of celebrity cameos in it. Ton of them. And of course, one of the most, like, I guess most big.
One of the biggest cameos
was the French fry meeting the hamburger, the Taylor Swift meeting the Katy Perry, and them hugging it out. And it was like a moment where...
That costume was Katy's idea, by the way.
They can bury the hatchet there. So, yeah, Katy Perry was one. And then the one of the other big celebrities that was in it, kind of near the end, behind an easel, was your boyfriend Ryan Reynolds.
He's the only thing I remember from the whole thing.
So
I just blacked out.
So, you know, and then we had also talked about there being a Louisville connection.
Yeah.
Yeah. And who was it?
Taylor Swift impersonator.
Yeah. Yes. Jolie Jade from.
From Play.
Yeah. From Play. Yeah. So. Yeah.
Jade Jolie.
Yeah. Correct. I got that mixed up. Sorry. Yeah. But anyways, yeah. So she's in there as well as part of the pop queen pageant. So you can look for her there. But the Ryan Reynolds thing is especially kind of funny because Taylor then, she tweets about the video and then she tags on Twitter all these people who made cameos,
yeah,
including
them all.
Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, encouraging her 83.5 million followers to like, hey, give them a follow. And so Ryan Reynolds in Evansville, Indiana got a lot of new followers.
Yeah, because she added Ryan Reynolds.
At Ryan Reynolds.
Right, exactly.
Which belongs to a dude that works and lives in Evansville, Indiana.
Yeah, the real Ryan Reynolds, or I shouldn't say the real Ryan Reynolds, the Ryan Reynolds actor. On, yeah, the movies is the Van City one. Reynolds.
Yes.
And so he is the one who is like, hey, you know what?
That happens a lot.
Right.
It's like Gwen Stefani followed me, made that mistake once. Oprah, a lot of people get it. It's fine. I think the person you're looking for is Van City Reynolds.
Does anyone have a famous name where they get that kind of mixed up? Because I know for a while we were using Steve Jones on our phone taps a long time. And then there was a local guy who was actually named Steve Jones who got in some trouble. And so we're like, all right, well, let's not do that anymore.
So then we got introduced to the Haas and Peppers.
Yeah. But
I'm wondering if there's a Robert Haas and Pepper right now that, whose life we're ruining.
Right, exactly. Are we ruining a Robert Haas and Pepper's life right now? That would be awful. I apologize for that.
Okay, just let us know.
But yeah, you know. Does anybody have a name or like something that is...
Or maybe even look like a celebrity. You get mistaken for somebody all the time.
I don't know.
Do you guys get mistaken for a celebrity?
No.
No. No one thinks we're famous. So.
No.
Yeah. Although in college, I did go to a Pulp Fiction party.
Uma Thurman.
And I was dressed as Uma Thurman. I even dyed my hair and everything. And a lot of people said that I looked like her.
Sure. I can get that.
From Pulp Fiction. Yeah.
So anyways, yeah, if you want to text us, 502-571-997-DJX. We were just asking if you have a famous name because of Ryan Reynolds in Evansville. He got tagged in Taylor Swift's tweet.
Yes.
From the music video.
Wrong Twitter handle.
Wrong Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
So one of our listeners, Tony, friend of the show, last name Bobbitt. He said, I have an infamous last name, Bobbitt. Thanks, Lorena.
Oh, God.
Grade school was tough.
Yeah,
Now, if you don't know the story of Lorena Bobbitt.
And her husband, John Wayne Bobbitt.
That was a story, what was it, in the 90s? And it was a crime of passion where she got upset and she decided to...
She altered his area, his sensitive area. She altered it.
Yeah, she cut it off.
Okay, well, I was just trying to...
And then she took it with her.
Yeah, okay, all right.
Took with her a little souvenir.
Yeah, so there you go.
It was a famous story.
That was a very famous story. Wow.
It was a famous story.
I was today years old when I learned about that story.
Tony, so sorry.
Yeah, grade school was tough.
Pour one out for Tony.
Wow. So there you go. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. I started going down the wormhole of Lorena Bobbitt.
Why?
That's a name I haven't heard in probably 20 years. But just recently, she was making the circuit. She was making the rounds.
Where are they now? Well, infamous people from the news
It was an anniversary, like a 20-year, 22-year, 25-year anniversary.
What a horrific anniversary to remember.
Of when it happened. So, like, she was literally on Steve Harvey's show. Talking about it.
Wait, she wasn't sent to jail for life over this? Oh my gosh.
I think she did do some time? I don't remember. I'll have to look that up.
Can I play for you a clip from the Steve Harvey show?
I don't know.
So you already know, like, this story,
what
right?
she did.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, she was being abused by her husband, and so she took matters into her own hands.
The things I remember was...
Oh, gosh.
Here we go.
Buckle up.
Listen, I went down this wormhole. Tony, it's your fault.
Why are you taking us with you, though, sir?
I'm blaming Tony on this one.
Listen,
our listener Tony took us down this wormhole.
Does Tony want to go down this wormhole?
Okay, all right. This is Lorena. This is Lorena Bobbitt talking
about why she's famous.
Yeah, why she's famous about 4 months ago.
The things I remember was I took a glass of water and then I found myself in the street.
Okay, so
brace yourself.
All she remembers is drinking a glass of water down in the kitchen. After this happened, after she was abused by John Wayne, and then?
With a penis in one hand and a knife in the other.
Oh, gosh.
And so, yeah, that happens. I mean, I'm telling you.
It happens.
I'm sorry.
Did you hear Steve Harvey?
Back the truck up. That you insinuate that the other people find themselves in the situation.
Listen. It's been a long time since I've heard that name.
That's great to catch up, though.
I had to.
Where are they now?
I had
That's
to
great.
YouTube that. So sorry.
It's fantastic.
So sorry. I didn't.
Thank
I didn't,
you.
I didn't think when we started the show this morning at 5:30 that by 8:30 we would be YouTubing where's Lorena Bobbitt now, but here we are.
You know what, Ben? I feel like we're going to revoke your internet privileges right now for a while. We're going to put you in timeout. We're going to put you in internet timeout because nope. No, sir. That is not necessary.
Sometimes we just need to celebrate it.
No, we don't need to celebrate. That's not anything that we celebrate on any level.
So, anyways, that's where Lorena Bobbitt is.
That's great.
She's doing the
nice
talk
to hear
show
from
survey.
Her. That's great.
Okay.
Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Coming up on the show.
Ben's getting his internet privileges revoked.
Revoked again.
But he can still use the phone.
I can. Phone tap. When sometimes you just need to learn about nature. Wow, what is the second half of this show turned into?
What happened?
What is happening in the 8 o'clock hour?
We're cutting you off, sir.
Wow.
Oh, that's a bad thing to say right now.
No!
Yeah, all right. Yeah, probably don't need to say that.
Not right now.
Okay.
Too soon.
Too
soon. Sorry, I authentically didn't mean to say
it. Sure.
You're cracking yourself up.
All right,
nasty.
So phone tap see. Coming up when we explore nature and Jake's place of business.
Is getting pranked.
Oh my God, who set you up to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Beth reached out. She said, first of all, thanks for all the smiles you guys bring to my commute each morning. You're all the right. best.
Cool.
That's so sweet. I want you to phone tap my husband, Jake. He owns a small restaurant, which he loves, though he gets frustrated with all the city and state ordinances and all their nitpicky rules. Maybe you can come up with a little idea based on that to prank him.
Sure.
Why not?
All right, welcome to your phone tap.
Hello, this is Jake.
Well, hi, Jake. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. What can I do for you?
My name's Robert Hassenpepper. I'm calling from the Jefferson County Natural Resources Department.
Okay.
You see, I'm calling because of some restrictions that we need to put in place in the area of your restaurant.
What do you mean?
Well, part of our mission is to protect our natural resources and wildlife and to do whatever we need to make sure that our county is a welcoming habitat for these creatures, many of whom were here before we were.
I'm not following you.
Well, let me be more specific. Next to your restaurant's parking lot, there are some trees, and our spotters have noticed that those trees have become a nesting and breeding space for the yellow-bellied sapsucker.
And what's that?
Well, it's the yellow-bellied sapsucker, sir. It's a bird.
Okay, I'm not following you.
Well, let me get to my point. These birds are inhabiting those trees out by your parking lot, and they're using those trees as a habitat and a breeding area.
Okay, so you called me up to say birds live in trees. Big deal.
Well, Jake, it is a big deal with these particular birds in this particular area. You see, they're not that common around here, and our department's been charged with making sure that they are not disturbed. And that they flourish.
Okay, well, I'll make sure I don't disturb your bird. Thanks.
Well, you see, there's more than that. I'm afraid we've designated your parking lot as a habitat area for these creatures. You won't be able to park your cars there during their breeding season, which lasts for about 6 weeks.
Wait a minute, what? That's my parking lot for my restaurant.
Well, what we've found is that the yellow-bellied sapsucker is disturbed by the presence and noise of the cars, not to mention the exhaust, which is hard on their tiny little lungs there.
Now, I can't close my parking lot. Most of my customers use that lot.
Well, I'm afraid for the protection of the birds during this important mating season, the county's going to restrict the use of vehicles in that area.
You can't do that. That's private property. That's my property.
Well, you see, also since it's breeding area for the birds, we ask that you and your customers be a little discreet when you walk by those trees.
Be discreet?
Well, you see, sir, the birds are mating in those trees, and we need you and your customers to not look up at the nests when you walk by. Let's give these birds the privacy they deserve when they're breeding.
What? No. You want to close my parking lot, and you want everyone to look at the ground when they walk out of the restaurant?
Well, you see, from the birds' point of view, that tree is their home, and those tiny birds are making tiny, sweet bird love up there, and you wouldn't want people peeking in your windows to watch you breed now, would you?
Okay. You can climb up the tree and mate with yourself up in the tree with the yellow-bellied sapsucker. I'm hanging up. Where are you calling from again?
Me? I'm calling from 99.7 DJX.
What?
Yeah, I'm calling from 99.7 DJX. Jake, it's a phone tap. It's Ben Davis from the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Are you kidding me? That's what this is?
Jake, your wife thought it'd be funny to call and mess with you a little bit.
Are you for real? Oh, my God.
See, those trees are the little birdies' houses in the bedrooms.
That's right.
Listen, give them the privacy they need.
Listen,
don't look.
Jess texts. But, Ben, what does a yellow-bellied sapsucker sound like when it's mating?
Oh, Jess, no, we don't need to go down that side. Shoot, that doesn't need to happen.
That's a great question.
No, I don't think so.
How adorable. Wow.
It kind of is adorable, but...
Does it not sound like the small little turtle?
I think it does. It reminds me of the turtle.
Of the little baby turtle?
Yeah.
Look away!
Oh, that's adorable.
Look away!
That's your phone tap on 99.7 DJ. Today, thunderstorms. Today, tomorrow, and even into Thursday. Watch for more flooding in the area, so just kind of keep that in mind. As storms roll through here this morning, Wednesday could even see some strong storms in the area.
I saw somebody post, I'm so glad all this rain's coming because my mud was starting to get dehydrated.
Right. Yeah. Keep that mud hydrated. All right. Feel good. Do them every single hour. Brought to you by Ray's Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaysFord.com. I'm putting this in to feel good because every now and then you got to blow off steam, right?
Okay.
And you need a safe environment to do that, right?
Sure.
So I just saw that a bunch of the local news stations were reporting about this new rage room that is now open in Louisville.
It's a place you can go and break stuff?
That's exactly right.
That sounds fun.
Yes,
right up our alley.
It's called Smash Time, and it's opening on Sunday, and it basically gives customers the chance to destroy random objects with a baseball bat and a sledgehammer and hammers in a safe manner of stress relief.
You know what I need to hear?
You can throw
in there
plates across the room. You can take a sledgehammer to a photo of your ex.
Oh my.
You can destroy broken computers. Maybe you have a printer that you are just is causing you all sorts of issues. You can destroy that.
This could have got me through my 20s. Like, I wouldn't have needed my crying rug.
Wouldn't have.
And my cookie dough.
Nope.
And
you take a Louisville slugger to both headlights.
Absolutely. I could have gone to the rage room. Why didn't they have the rage room years ago?
So owners said a television feed allows employees to monitor the room and ensure safety.
That's probably best.
But yeah, they're on North Preston Highway. Opening up on Sunday.
Could they give us a group rate? Like, could we go over there and have a little field trip?
Blow off a little bit of steam. So, yeah, I'm putting that in the feel good because every now and then you just got to blow off some steam.
Every now and then.
Like Taylor Swift, can we bring a couple pictures to burn of the exes?
Right?
Sure.
That's exactly right.
Let's do that. Let's go to the rage room and then let's do some rage yoga after that.
Rage yoga.
Like, get all the
and
rage
then
out.
Eat some rage hot chicken.
Yes.
That'd be delicious.
And then ice cream.
It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. I don't know if you caught any of the MTV Movie and TV Awards. I did not.
I really didn't know
that was still actually a thing, but it was. Last night, the big award, the best movie of 2019.
And the best movie goes to...
Avengers Endgame.
Avengers Endgame.
Thank you.
There it is.
Silly answer.
Classic. Hello, everybody.
Oh, and they're not even there?
Chris Hemsworth is Thor.
They're not even there. It's on screen.
He's promoting Men in Black.
How boring. Boring.
Thank you. Firstly, I'd like to thank all the incredible fans, the Marvel fans who have come along with this.
Okay, that's great. So,
why are you cutting off Thor? You don't cut off Thor.
This is this amazing journey.
Okay, great.
That was not much. Didn't the RDJ say
something? Also, I'd like to thank everyone who created Marvel, and the producers and the directors and the writers and all the actors and the fans, I'd like to thank as well.
Okay, great.
Thank you, Thor.
So there you go. Marvel's...
Didn't RDJ show up and say something too?
RDJ? He did. I'm way too bored with that. The whole thank you.
And for voting and giving us, this.
That wasn't him,
Thor.
Was it?
He doesn't even sound surprised. He's like, I knew we won.
He's Thor.
This award, right? Isn't that right, Robin?
I'm absolutely blown away. This is incredible.
Okay, there he is.
Oh,
so great. Oh, so great.
Iron Man in a corner.
Game of Thrones took home the Golden Popcorn Trophy for Best Show. So Best Movie went to Marvel's Avengers Endgame, and then Game of Thrones went to Best Show.
You are cutting off the best hero, RDJ, Iron Man.
We poured our heart and souls into this.
Heart and souls, Ben.
Oh, wow.
They poured their heart and souls. Give them their moment.
I did.
Just a couple more seconds?
I gave him 36 seconds.
Oh, that was a lot.
You're so triggered.
Last film of phase three.
Okay.
Phase three. Oh.
All right.
What
so
else is
there
he
you go.
Say?
I don't even know. This
Best villain,
is just
Josh
amazing.
Brolin.
It's just amazing.
Do you know who Josh Brolin plays? Thanos. God, you hurt me. You really hurt me to my core that you pay zero attention to the Marvel Universe. Like, I feel
like you need
a hand in your man card for
that. It's the same thing that you hurt me to my core that you haven't watched any of the Jonas Brothers documentary.
Oh, my God.
See, where are you at? Where are you at with that?
I don't know if we can compare those.
Where are you at with that?
Point taken.
There you go. That is the 2019 MTV Movie and TV Awards in a nutshell.
I put other stuff up on the website if you want to spend some time with it.
All right, Debbie. 99.7 Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Text message from Brent. Okay, Ben. I was partially okay with the idea that you didn't care about the Marvel Universe, which is crazy in my opinion. But really, Jonas Brothers documentary? LMAO. Listen, Brent, get on my level. I don't think you've lived until you've gone through and watched partially at least three times the Jonas Brothers Finding Happiness documentary.
Your level is extra.
Yep, John.
It's different. It's not good.
Tex, there is no comparison for Marvel to Joe Bros. Marvel,
thank you.
Hands down.
Thank
All right.
you.
John, hey, listen, John.
Thank you, Brent and John.
I don't think, John, you can compare if you haven't watched the Jonas Brothers documentary.
Sir, you just know the existence of Jonas Brothers.
I like it when Kelly gets flustered and then she doesn't know how to talk.
I'm triggered.
Jennifer texts in and says, full circle right there. Marvel versus Jonas Bros.
That is not full circle. They're not in the same circle at all.
There is kind of a full circle.
They're not even touching.
I'm sure the Jonas Brothers have watched Marvel movies, so there you go. Listen, I watched Captain America?
Oh my God.
I thought
you were going to say Captain Underpants. That is different.
No, I watched Captain America the other weekend with my daughters, and so they were all about it. I feel like I'm in the world now.
Catch up. Movie directors, can we meet in the middle? Can we make a superhero movie with the Jonas Brothers as our actors?
Nobody needs to see
that. Yeah.
That's not the same thing. What just happened?
I don't know. Our point is, our whole point.
You broke the show.
Is that you need to watch the Jonas Brothers documentary. 99.7 DJ. Sunflower. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. I'll tell you, this ought to be an interesting podcast to listen to. Everything from phone taps to Lorena Bobbitt was brought up on the show.
We're going to blame Tony the Welder.
Lorena Bobbitt.
Making that a thing.
Was brought up on the show.
Well, I'm going to blame the internet, too. Because I think I am banning, I'm revoking your internet privileges.
So there you go. Lorena Bobbitt made the show
about
an hour ago. So, yeah, you can catch up on the podcast. That's a fun little ride.
That will give you an education as to why her name is the thing.
The things I remember was...
No, gosh.
Stop, stop, stop.
Okay, all right. I won't play that clip again.
Stop.
She was standing in the middle of the street with a couple things in her hands.
Sure.
Yeah, all right.
And then she says that sometimes it happens.
And then
Lorraine, it does not.
And then we learned about the mating rituals of the yellow-bellied sapsucker. So that's exciting.
They're so cute.
I just like the name sapsucker. It just sounds kind of...
Right.
You know.
And then a big congrats to Morgan, who she won our trip down to Nashville to see Billie Eilish.
Oh, my God. I won. I really won.
Yeah.
She actually taught the class on how to win
on the
radio.
That's right.
Yeah.
So good show, I think. Good show. Good show.
You think?
I don't know. I'm amazed anybody listens on a daily basis.
Yes, but thank goodness, because it's evident every day we have no other skills.
There you go. All right, guys, enjoy the podcast. We'll